We stayed at the hospital for several days of tests. It was hell for me. This was more terror than I had ever known, and it was a terror I was powerless to understand. Test after test came back negative. Merrill came to the hospital once to visit us when he was in St. George on business. He seemed concerned, but was also convinced that Harrison would get better. After a few days, Harrison was diagnosed with a post-viral infection. The pediatrician told me this could last for 3 weeks. Harrison's condition got worse. He was screaming all the time, and he slept only with strong medication. At home, it was even more awful. Harrison began vomiting from the spasms. I fed him constantly, but had to stop nursing him because when he went into a spasm, he bit my breast. He seemed famished. The spasms took a lot of energy. But the more he ate, the more he vomited and screamed. He screamed nonstop, seemingly, from terrible, terrible pain. Someone gave me the name of a holistic doctor in Las Vegas. Linda said she'd take us there. Maybe he'd have an answer that eluded traditional medicine. I went to find Merrill. He'd been ignoring Harrison and showed zero concern. It was obvious to me that he felt Harrison was my problem. I certainly didn't think he'd object to my taking him to Las Vegas. But Merrill turned on me with a vengeance when I told him what I wanted to do. He berated me for having such an idea. I was exhausted after 3 sleepless weeks. I didn't care what Merrill thought, and looked at him exactly the way I thought of him, as an unbelievable idiot. He grabbed my arm and threw me several feet in the alfalfa field. I stumbled over some clumps of dirt, but would not let myself fall on my face. I would not give him that pleasure. It took every ounce of strength that I had. I regained my balance and stood my ground. I looked at him with disgust and defiance. His chest was heaving with anger. Harrison is going to die because of your rebellion. It is your fault that he is sick. God will take him from you because you have been in rebellion to your priesthood head. You can take him to every damn doctor you can find, but no one will be able to heal him. God is going to destroy his life because of the sins of his mother. I turned and walked back into the house. His physical violence had startled me. Merrill had never attacked me before. I knew I was no longer safe in his home. I also knew this. Merrill wanted Harrison to die to prove that I was in rebellion to God. He had utter contempt for his own son. I knew his real concern was that Harrison could live and not be normal. When I got back inside, I gathered up Harrison and my other children. We had to get away before Merrill came back. I knew if he attacked me again, it would be far worse. I drove to my father's house, where I knew I'd be safe. I told my mother everything that Merrill had done to me in the field. She was outraged and said I should leave him, which was an extraordinary turnaround for a true believer like my mom. I told my mother that there was no way I could leave with a child as sick as Harrison, but I also knew I would never be safe in his home again, not with someone with his history of violence. I told her that I was finished with the FLDS, and that being condemned to hell for eternity was far better than the living hell that stretched out for at least 50 years ahead of me. But there could be no escape until Harrison got better. My mother and I came up with a plan. I would spend the days hiding out at my father's house and the nights at Merrill's. I could not risk getting my father into trouble with the FLDS, which had very strong beliefs against a father interfering in his daughter's marital life, even if he felt she was being physically or emotionally abused. It is a sin for a woman to talk about abuse. If she's being abused, it is because she is not in harmony with her husband. My parents would be considered sinners in the FLDS for listening to me talk about the abuse. Merrill went to my father and urged him to get me into line. He downplayed the situation and said our conflict was relatively minor. My father said he had heard that there had been physical violence between us. Merrill tried to brush that off, too. Dad reminded him that I'd been married now for many years, and he didn't have any influence with me anymore, nor did he see how he could help the situation.